Clerk, please announce the total.
28 members present.
Please rise for prayer by the Pastor Jim R. Patton of Chapel by the Lake.
Almighty God, our Father and our Creator, we know that our times are in your hands. So we pray that you will look with favor upon this legislative body today. Grant us the gift of positive attitude, the ability to focus our efforts upon that which we can accomplish, rather than upon that which we cannot do. Help us to recruit allies rather than to be enemies. Lead us to recognize the opportunity and the challenge that is in front of us. May the efforts of this house be acceptable in your sight.
Representative Miller. Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that today's prayer be spread on the journal. Is there any objection? Hearing none, the prayer will be spread on the journal. We again will be holding certification of the journal. We should be certifying the journal tomorrow for the last 7 days. This brings us to introduction of guests. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Anderson.
Mr. Speaker, it is my pleasure this morning to introduce in Gallery B members of my family. My wife, of course, who was introduced a couple of weeks ago, Georgia. Our son, Charles Jr., our daughter, Patty Juliuson, and our granddaughter, Katrina.
Representative Hurlburt. Representative Moss.
Mr. Speaker, I think I have some more back there. I can't tell for the poll here. In addition to Ann, there's Robert Grove, Margaret Mark Schote, and Steve Schwab from Tanana also. Steve is the city administrator. And in Gallery A, I have an old friend and former associate on the school board at Delta, Dick Anderson, who is down as a member of the executive board of Alaska School Board.
Representative Jaroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B, Representative Sutcliffe as a constituent and a very good friend of mine, and the reason I'm introducing him, Mr. Frank Peterson.
Representative Smith.
One more, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery B is a constituent, I think still from Fairbanks, at least I hope so, because I've enjoyed knowing her in the past, Wendy Redmond.
Are there further guests for introduction? Representative Byrne.
I don't have any guests, but I'd like to request that the clerk show the presence of Mr. Meekins, Mr. Cotton on the floor, Mr. Hurlburt, Mr. Zaroff, and Mr. Byrne.
Thank you, sir. The clerk will reflect the presence of those members. Representative Rogers.
Mr. Speaker, while you're at it, I noticed that Representative Freeman's light didn't show up during the roll call.
Representative Freeman.
Mr. Speaker, I walked in after you called for the roll call, and as a matter of pride, I wouldn't punch the button.
I would just like to state again, it is my intention to start at 10 o'clock, and several members are having a little bit of difficulty making it, but we are trying to be prompt. Brings us to messages from the Representative Randolph.
Mr. Speaker, I may be wrong, but down the Barron's building, I don't think the buzzer rings.
Well,
We'll have that checked out, Representative Randolph. It's supposed to.
I appreciate it. I got a watch, and I can tell time, but sometimes you're not always punctual either, so.
I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Messages from the governor.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Messages from the Senate.
The Senate has approved the following citation, and it is transmitted for consideration. Honoring R. M. Bob D. Armand, Juno Outstanding Citizen of the Year by Senators Ray, Eliason, and Ziegler. I have no further messages from the Senate, Mr. Speaker.
Communications.
There is a communication from the Alaska Renewable Resources Corporation relating to financial assistance for commercial purchasers of salmon. It has been duplicated and placed on each member's desk. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
No, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
Citation in memoriam, William Robert Cashin by Representative Bettisworth. Citation honoring Bruce Winton, Realtor of the Year 1980 by the National Association of Realtors by Representatives Duncan and Miller. Citation honoring Fred Eastaugh, chosen as an Outstanding Alaskan of the Year 1980 by Representatives Duncan and Miller. I have no further citations. House Joint Resolution Number 12 by Hayes, Abood, Anderson, Barnes, Byrne, Bettisworth, Bylsma, Cuddy, Halford, Haugen, Martin, Metcalf, Montgomery, O'Connell, Phillips, and Sutcliffe, proposing amendments to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to legislative sessions.
State Affairs and Judiciary.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Representative Clarkson. House stand at ease. Let's come back to order. We are at introduction, first reading, and reference of House bills.
House Bill 135 by Malone, an act relating to housing loans and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 136 by Fuller, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the Iditarod Trail Race and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
House Bill 137 by Hayes, Abood, Anderson, Barnes, Byrne, Bettisworth, Bylsma, Cuddy, Halford, Haugen, Metcalf, Montgomery, O'Connell, and Sutcliffe. An act relating to the tax credit for political contributions and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
House stand at ease, please. Come back to order. We are down to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item on the calendar?
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7 by the Rules Committee relating to Pope John Paul II's visit to Alaska.
Representative Meekins?
Is this a concurrent resolution, Mr. Speaker?
Yes, it is.
I might point out the benefit of perhaps some people might not know it or remember it, that concurrent resolutions are acted on in second reading, unlike joint resolutions and bills, which, of course, are final action is in third reading.
Okay, we will have a roll call vote. The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7 be approved? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk may lock the roll, please. Do any members wish to change his or her vote? Representative Chuckwuck's vote did not register. Clerk, please open them. Any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk may take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
So Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 7 has passed the House. Representative Moss? House stand at ease. House come back to order. Representative Fuller?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a request that House Bill 136, the Iditarod bill, be held on the clerk's desk for a half hour so that some of the people that wish to co-sponsor it with me, Sam Cotton. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Carried no objection. The bill will be held for a half hour. Will the clerk please read the next item on the calendar?
Citation in memoriam Harry J. Simmons by Senators Bradley, Ray, and Holman.
Representative Miller.
Speaker, I'll ask unanimous consent that your name and mine be added as sponsors of that citation.
Hearing no objection, the names will be shown as additional sponsors. Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, I ask unanimous consent for the approval of the citation.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. Clerk, please read the next item on the calendar.
Citation honoring the Norvik Bears for winning the Region 1 basketball tournament by Senator Ferguson and Representative Adams.
Representative Adams.
I move and ask that this citation be unanimously approved.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, the citation is approved. That brings us to the end of the data calendar. Unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the House? Representative Hayes.
I think I'll wait until under announcement.
Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We at last have the floor staff complete, and I would like at this time to introduce to the House all those people who will be serving them in the floor. I'll start out with the pages. Buried out in the outer hallway, if he'll come in for a minute so everyone can see him, is Eric Adamson. Eric, you're being introduced so they know who you are. Eric is from Fairbanks. I believe you met Linda yesterday, but if Linda would stand up again. Linda Bolanos from Wasilla. Pat Costello. Pat, would you just step forward so they know which one you are? Pat's from here in Juneau, and Representative Malone has disappeared. He was going to introduce Steve Tontonghi. Steve's from the Kenai Peninsula. Steve, you want to step forward so they know they've got the right one? Great. Then moving up to the front table, we have Dennis Jennings, Assistant Sergeant at Arms. Dennis is from Fairbanks. And a face you've all gotten quite familiar with. She helped us during the pre-organization period, Carla Hart, Sergeant at Arms. And Helen has been running with a message. You met her yesterday. I don't try her last name because she does it so much better than I do. She said you have to trill the TH, and I've heard of trilling R's, but I'm not good at TH's. Helen, would you stand up again? Helen's from Dillingham. Now, the rest of the fun is the people who sit up front. Now, you've already met Irene, and I'd like next to introduce Natalie Alton. Natalie's the assistant chief clerk, and she prepares the Daily Journal. She's got quite a list. She's worked for the Attorney General, the Legislative Council, for U.S. Senators Greening and Bartlett, for Senator John Rader, and in the chief clerk's office since 1979. Next is Milton Fridge, and she didn't put her last name on the sheet that I got. She just put Milton, so you don't have to call her Ms. Fridge. Milton will do. Milton is an assistant chief clerk, and she prepares a daily journal of the House action. She's worked in the chief clerk's office 73 to 75. She worked for House Judiciary, the House Permanent Fund Committee, Senate Labor and Management for Representative Rogers, and then returned to the chief clerk's office in 1980. Then in the other room, I'd like to ask Eric to go see if he can route them out so people can see faces they don't often see. Would you go see if you can get Julie, Margaret, and Edith? They're hard to route out, but if you can. And I'll tell you a little bit about them so you know who they are. Then you can try to put a face with it. Julie McGee is an assistant chief clerk. She prepares copies of the bills and resolutions for distribution to committees and prepares messages that go to the Senate. She's been in the chief clerk's office for the last 3 years, and prior to that was the secretary to the Senate president. That was when it was President John Rader. Margaret Gamble goes by Marge, and she prepares the bills by typing the jackets and whole list of instructions that goes with that, and then she does all the logging in. She has worked for the Legislative Affairs Agency in 78 and 79, has been a secretary to one of the senators in last year, and she's been with the state of Alaska for 12 to 13 years. And then Edith Carter buries herself in the very back room, and you don't see too much of her, but she's been with us for a really long time. 1963, she's been in the chief clerk's office. Come on in, Edith. Don't stand out there. All three of you get in. Julie, get in there. Yeah, there's one more missing. Come on. They have to see you. There we go. You've seen all three of them. And, well, I said Edith's been here since 1963 with the chief clerk's office. She was in Ketchikan prior to that, and her permanent residence is now Juneau. She engrosses the bills and resolutions, and that's her principal job. So now you have an idea of what they all look like, including the three you never see. But those are the people that make sure that the House runs smoothly. And they need your help from time to time. And now that you know who they are, I'm sure that you're willing to give them that help that they need. Thank you.
Thank you. Further unfinished business. Representative Hayes.
Have a brief at ease.
House to MDs. Under unfinished business, I would like to announce appointment of the Special Committee on Subsistence at this time. The membership of that committee will become made up of Representative Vasca, Chairman, Representative Fuller, Vice Chairman, Representative Chuckwuck, Representative Bettesworth, and Representative Barnes. Is there further unfinished business? Announcements of committee.
Audio down a little bit there. Hello. Rattle testing.
All right, you're coming through.
Nothing can go wrong. Mr. A little bit more, please. Thank you. Mr. Speaker, the House Judiciary Committee meet at 1:15 this afternoon for our first meeting. It'll be orientation, discussion of the General Committee business, and also we'll have up House Bill 36 by Brown and Rogers relating to reporters' privilege, which is a bill that passed the House in the last session and then died elsewhere.
Further announcements? Representative Gardner?
Today at 3 p.m., the House Gas Pipeline Committee will be meeting in the House Finance Committee room at 3 o'clock. We'll be hearing from Terry Lenzner, who is the state's attorney, one of the many attorneys, really, but the lead attorney involved in the Trans-Alaska Pipeline litigation. And this will involve an appropriation request to continue the lawsuit, which has been going on for many years and will be projected to go on for many more years. There also will be a Democratic caucus right after the session adjourns.
Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, the House Finance Committee members are invited and urged to attend the meeting at 3 o'clock with the Oil and Gas Committee. There is going to be a large appropriation requested, and I think that this might be a good time for the Finance Committee members to hear about some of the details of that appropriation request.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, the House State Affairs Committee will meet in room 102 at 3 p.m. On tap will be House Bill 60, Risk Management in State Government, and Executive Order 48, Transfer of the Council on Science and Technology from the DEC to Administration.
Representative Bettesworth.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This is Tuesday, 9 o'clock this evening will be the regular weekly teleconference with constituents of the Interior Delegation. Encourage you all to be there.
Further announcements. Representative Grusendorf.
Mr. Speaker, the Community and Regional Affairs will start its regular schedule on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and that'll be in room 102 in the Capitol Building. And on Wednesday, we'll have Commissioner Lee McInerney come in and give an overview of what their department sees.
The time of the meeting, Representative Grusendorf?
We'll run from 8 till 10.
8 till 10. Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Juneau Republican Club will hold its weekly luncheon meeting today in the Baranoff Hotel, and the speaker will be one of our own, Representative Halford. Also, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask the clerk to hold House Joint Resolution 12, which is a resolution dealing with length of legislative session, and House Bill 137, which is an act relating to tax credit for political contributions. I'd like to hold those for 1 hour so that other members of this body will have an opportunity to co-sponsor if they'd like.
Clerk will hold House Joint Resolution 12 and House Bill 137 for 1 hour after the session for co-sponsors. Further announcements? Special orders. Representative Meekins.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Hearing no objection, House in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.